I'm back here in Budapest. It's a crisp, clear, wintry day. The sky is clear as anything. And it's not even that cold. It's about 3 degrees. I'd be inclined to go for a walk, but I won't. I just buzzed up. As I couldn't stand keeping my hair as long as I'd intended to, which was until I actually reached India. The purpose of that was only that I wanted to avoid getting a cold, particularly when flying, but it was just really too unbearable, and now it feels and looks much, much better. Hare Krishna, hair is really not the way to go. This morning I gave class. I was a little late because in writing this morning I was stumbled across some so-called Mahabharata in which there was talk about Draupadi having golden hair, and for me that was a real no-no. So I was trying to find actual Sanskrit where I could also see the color of her hair. Anyway, to the best of my knowledge, I didn't have time to finish that, but to the best of my knowledge, Draupadi has beautiful long black hair, and probably the occasion of Dushasan trying to disrobe Draupadi and pull her by the hair would describe that. If anyone out there has an exact quote, Sanskrit quote, where they can, which describes the color of her hair, I would appreciate that. It'll save me some time tracking it down myself. Today I was thinking about a discussion I'd had just before I'd left with a couple of devotees. A similar topic which I wanted to address to one of our Sankirtan devotees, which was fear. The Sankirtan devotee expressed that they're afraid of going to certain places, afraid of doing something new. They had a certain fear, not so much of just Sankirtan, but of certain aspects of Sankirtan, or even of being forward or more relaxed with people. And I had a similar discussion, as mentioned, just before I left with some devotees about a certain type of fear or reservation that a devotee had expressed to me about life itself, about dependence on Krishna, some fear of the unknown, that was probably some kind of carryover from escapades earlier on in this life, or even perhaps from a previous lifetime. And I was trying to emphasize two things to those devotees. That was centered around the principle that we should not submit to fear. It's a real debilitating influence that takes away a devotee's energy, vitality, enthusiasm, and something that also identifies our misidentification with both this material body and with Krishna, and it comes from forgetting Krishna. Therefore, devotees should both learn to discipline themselves so that they overcome fear and fearful situations, and that discipline should just be the external manifestation of the internal purification of the heart, whereby naturally, as we become better situated in our own spiritual identity, then we become free from all bad habits and all illusory concerns, including fear itself. The Bhagavatam states, Bhayam Dvithi Abhineshatatsya Dishadapitasya Viparyayo Smriti. Fear arises when two things, when we misidentify ourselves with the material body. And when does that happen? When we become absorbed in the illusory energy of the Lord. How do you become absorbed in the illusory energy of the Lord? Because we turn away from Krishna and we forget our own constitutional position as the Lord's servant. The body, this material world, the illusory energy, everything that exists here is asat. It's temporary, and therefore it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Obviously, attachment and connection to temporary things bring about fear because you're bound to lose them. When one is situated on the spiritual platform, which is on the platform of sat, then things, as well as relationship between things, are eternal, and therefore there's no cause for fear. So this bewildering condition that Maya imposes upon us is by its nature fearful. Fearful because we've forgotten who we are. We have no true sense of identity and we clutch for illusory straws. This can only be overcome by the purification of the heart. As our hearts become purified, then we become free from the influence of illusion and the consequences of that illusion, one of which is also fear. Therefore, Bhagavatam states in that verse, what does it say? It says, Bhaktyaika Isham Gurudeva Tatma, that one should abhijatam, one should fully engage oneself in pure devotional service through the medium of a bona fide spiritual master. When I was speaking with those devotees, I gave an example, a personal example. When I was very young, I used to be afraid of the dark, which means that if I got up at night in my room, well, firstly, I didn't like to have a dark room. I would always have some light burning. But even when the light was burning, if I got up at night, then I would be afraid and I would crawl into my parents' room. And when I was very small, I'd crawl into the bed. And when I was a little older, I would just lay down on the floor beside the bed and sleep there. And then sometime during the night, my father would wake up and see me there, so he would carry me back into the room. And that continued on until my early teens. And then I started feeling quite restricted by these feelings of fear. It wasn't really something that I wanted to be living with. So I started developing this sadhana or this discipline that I would go to dark places. I would walk in a nearby forest and at night in the dark, and I wouldn't look behind me, whatever sound was there. And I remember that because this was when we were living in Montreal, in Saint Laurent, behind our home was a forest, and there was a railway track running through that. And then about a mile on the other side of the tracks in the forest was the local sports center where I used to teach swimming at that time. And I would do that, I'd do that on Fridays and Saturdays and maybe some other time. And I would come back from there in the evenings, and it was pitch black. There was nothing going on over there. And I would ride my bike, and I just had that discipline that no matter what I heard, I wouldn't turn around and I wouldn't drive fast. I would just drive slowly in a self-controlled way in order to try to control that fear. And then as a sadhana, because I didn't call it as a sadhana, I would also walk back and forth. And of course, that was a little more trying walking than driving a bike. And I remember on one occasion when I was walking, I heard some footsteps behind me, but I refused to turn around because that was my vow, that I wouldn't turn around until I got from the swimming pool home. And then I heard a voice calling, and I still didn't turn around, and I didn't start running. Finally, this man caught up with me. He was a guard, railway guard, and he was very concerned that I was running around here or walking around in the night while there were possibly trains coming back and forth. That discipline helped. It was a good thing, the external practice of fearlessness, although I can say honestly that the real thing didn't really manifest real fearlessness until Krishna consciousness, until a certain knowledge came of why fear actually arises, what it is that I'm afraid of and trying to protect. Through real sadhana, pure practice of Krishna consciousness, then that fearlessness is, I could say, manifesting more and more. Even in Krishna conscious days, I know that in the earlier brahmachari days, earlier days of Krishna consciousness, used to be a lot of talk about ghosts, and I had my own share of experiences at different places. So I learned and memorized the Nisinga Kavacha and developed a sadhana with that, such as to be able to invoke it if even within my sleep I felt the influence of some other beings, and that way it would drive them away. So once again, that was another discipline, but this was a discipline which was, as Bhagavatam states, connected with Krishna's unflinching devotional service. Abhajatam bhaktyai kaya. And therefore it worked. I never get bothered or touched by such beings anymore. So devotees should not be embarrassed and humiliated by lower qualities, and I'm only just mentioning one now, fear. Obviously there's others such as lust, anger, greed. Rather they should accept the process of devotional service wholeheartedly and with knowledge to purify their hearts, and also other disciplines, austerities, practices to control the senses and mind, and in that way not be subject to the bewildering conditions that's imposed upon them by the external energy. Anyway, those are the thoughts for the day. Hare Krishna. We'll be in touch again tomorrow.